Who are you?
That's what I want to know sometimes. I have no idea. It depends on day to day. Sometimes I'm Flip Wilson, sometimes I'm Chris Rock. Who knows?
You are Kid Dino?
Oh, he's going that route. I didn't even know that. He's got me all discombobulated here in the lovely Vancouver, B.C. I could be Tiger Woods at times. There's a golf course not far away from here, so I could be that guy, too.
You are Jimmy Walker, Kid Dynamite.
Is that who I am this week? Oh, heck darn it. Oh, fiddlesticks. Oh, happy fish and chips.
Jimmy Walker, Kid Dynamite. Is that trademarked, Kid Dynamite?
At times it is, at times it's not. It's varying. It's like lubrication. It goes up and down.
You're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada here right now. Vancouver is your number two city to play, your number two city to play.
Number two or number one, depending on how the chart goes. One of my favorite cities in the whole North American world, Vancouver, B.C., and Barnaby, home of Michael J. Fox, as was appropriately pointed out to me by the wonderful Mark Price, ladies and gentlemen.
And me, Nardwuar the Human Serviette.
But I knew that before, because Mark Price, who I talked to this morning, from Skippy, from Family Ties, told me the same deal.
Ba-boom!
Ba-boom by bang-bong.
Now, right now in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Jimmy Walker, guess who's in town?
Nurses? Bus drivers? Who? Who's in town?
Janet Jackson! Penny! Penny's in town!
Oh, ouch! Is she here?
Janet Jackson is auditioning dancers right now for upcoming tour, JJ.
Well, then let me get my tap shoes on. Maybe I have a chance.
Do you think she'll come down to the show tonight? Are you a good dancer? You're a pretty good dancer, aren't you?
I'm the last of the black men in America that cannot dance. I have six left foot and two club right feet.
So do you think you're going to come down to the show? Are you going to go down to the Janet Jackson show if it was happening? Would she let you in? Or would she go to your show there, Jimmy Walker?
I probably will go to the Forum when she... No, Staples Center. Staples Center, where she will be in Los Angeles. So I'll probably go there.
JJ, Jimmy Walker, I was curious. Thelma. Did you ever get busy with Thelma on Good Times?
Darn it, no. She was married the whole time. And she's still married again. She just had another child, from what I heard.
I see she's looking mighty fine there, JJ, and you're quite eligible yourself, aren't you?
I'm eligible. The man from the white spot is eligible.
How about Janet Jackson Penny? Did you ever get busy with her?
She was only 4 years old. So you got to remember that. You know, you got to remember the Jacksons have been working for almost 35 years. People don't remember that. So she did the Sonny and Cher show and the Cher show and the Jackson show before she did four shows in 4 years, and she was 4 years old.
When did you first work with the Jackson family? Was that the first Jackson you ever worked with?
No, I actually worked with Michael Jackson and the whole Jacksons before then when they had the Jackson show, which was a summer replacement show, way back in like 1970.
Do you remember the exact circumstances? Like, what was on the show? What did you do? You didn't dance, right?
No, I did not dance. I did allegedly comedy. Allegedly. So we did sketches.
Do you remember any of the jokes
he
told?
No, none. Not even one. Herbie Baker was in charge of that. And I used to say, Herbie Baker, this is not funny. He says, don't worry. It'll be great when we put it in post. It'll look fabulous.
Jimmy Walker, JJ, do you have total recall still?
No, not at all. I think kind of the beginning stages of remedial Alzheimer's is taking place here.
But can you take us back? Like, I mean, way back. Please, Jimmy Walker, can you take us back?
Look
please.
At this guy! Oh, my goodness gracious! Now, this is a shock. You know, everywhere I go, somebody has an album, but never an interviewer, never anybody that's that much on the case. My man, Agwah, is on the case here with the old Jimmy J.J. Dynamite album, which has some good... This is actually a very good album. I hate to admit it, but it still holds up to today. It's very good. I love it. I have a new album, but this is better than the new album. This is really very good.
I was wondering, though, take us back to the beginning. From the beginning, Bronx there, Jimmy J.J.
Oh, yikes! He's done some research, yes. I started in the Bronx many hundreds of years ago and worked in Harlem, New York at a theater called the Apollo Theater and then worked with the group called The Last Poets. And then after I worked with The Last Poets, I went to the improv. And after the improv, I did a TV show. And here this album is a result of that. And from the TV show, here we are all the way in Barnaby, B.C. That's how far it's gotten me in 35 years.
Let's skip back. Were you in Snow White?
Snow White? No, no, no. I was one of the dwarfs and I was the black dwarf called Darkie.
The Last Poets. Let's not skip over them. The Last Poets. They're damn cool there, Jimmy Walker.
They're very tough. They're very tough. They may not be for this audience. They're a little rough for this crowd.
You opened for the Black Poets.
The Last Poets.
The Black Poets.
The Black and the Last. They were the last black poets, but they were the black poets who were last. And yes, I did open for them for about 4 years in Harlem, New York.
Jimmy Walker, JJ, the Black Panthers. Were you the official comedian of the Black Panthers? What's going on there?
I was the official comedian for the Black Panthers for about 2 years. The official comedian for the Black Panthers in the East, ladies and gentlemen. And I used to always think, because we always bring guns to these cultural meetings, if the guy didn't like me, he was standing by watching the door, he could just pick up his gun and go, done!
How did you get that gig, though, JJ?
I got that gig from being with the Last Poets. The Last Poets were a very kind of militant group, so we used to do a lot of benefits. And the guy who was the head of that, a guy called H. Rap Brown, you should be our official comedian. So I was the official comedian.
Do you have a CAA rap at all?
Oh, CAA rap? No! They don't want to talk to me at CAA. Oh, heck darn it. You know, CAA is an agency, which is a very big...
I meant CIA.
CIA! Different, you know, that's a different thing. CIA is a whole different story. That's our Central Intelligence Agency, which is kind of an oxymoron in the States, a Central Intelligence Agency, because there's not much of that going on. But go ahead.
Because if you're with the Black Panthers, you have any FBI rap, that type of thing.
I think I do, actually. I do. I am in there. Somebody put me in there. I'm in the cultural thing, and they did do a rap sheet on me. I have a rap sheet at the CIA and the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover, who had just died then, did our whole thing, and he had me, and I was with Fred Hampton. Of the Black Panthers, so yes, I do have a CIA rap sheet.
And you've seen it?
I have seen some of it. It's made up. It's very strange to see yourself in something like that where you go, oh, darn heck, what am I doing in here? So I was in there, yeah, definitely.
Do you remember the White Panthers at all?
Yes, I do, the White Panthers, and the Gray Panthers, who are still around. Do you know who they are? Yes, they are the senior citizens in San Francisco, and they have a group called the Gray Panthers.
Now, speaking about senior citizens and stuff, what is the importance of this gentleman right here, there, Jimmy Walker? Dolemite.
Dolemite! Oh, my goodness gracious! I work with Dolemite. This guy is a legendary black comedian who works only like at 4 o'clock in the morning shows in basements. And Rudy Ray Moore, Mr. Dolemite, is a guy who's a legendary black comic around in the States. And he just works underground gigs.
Growing up, did you ever have influence by him?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This guy's been around for 1,000 years. He with Red Fox and many others. I don't even have this. This is great, Mr. Dolemite. I don't even have this. This is fabulous.
You also did a commercial for Altoids, right? Because so did Dolemite.
Ouch. This guy knows everything. Yes, I did Dolemite. I did Altoids about 3 years ago. And they did a whole thing where I was dressed in my outfit and I had my stuff, much kind of the same outfit you have on here today.
Kind of like Dolemite, because remember he did Dolemints, remember?
Dolemints, so I had this and that, so there was a combination of both. We had this outfit on, and Dolemite was there in his fabulous.
Did you ever do an ad for Kool-Aid at all there, Jimmy Walker, JJ?
They never, you know, let me tell you something, this is actually a true story. You'll be the first to, Janet Dubois, who played with Lona on our show, is now doing the Kool-Aid ad. Which is very interesting. I never got a Kool-Aid ad, and I should because I hyped them tremendously in my time on the air.
You were talking about bookings and stuff. It's hard for Dolemite to get into Vegas, and it's hard for you to get places too. How low were you? Did you ever eat dog food like on Good Times?
Dolemite has not been in Vegas. No, he has not. I'm in Vegas all the time. I'm there 12 weeks a year, but Dolemite has not made it to Vegas yet, but I'm sure...
And that's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame. We need to get Dolemite in Vegas. He's all right with me.
Leno and Letterman wrote you jokes. What were some of the jokes that they wrote you? Come on there, JJ. Just one. Come on.
All right. I'll lay one out right now. Letterman wrote me a joke one time. It says, there's a burger called the In-N-Out Burger, which the slogan is, taste as good as it looks. It really does. Ow.
Baboom.
And then somebody else wrote me a joke. I forgot it. I can't remember it. I was thinking of it, and it's something to do with a dictionary, but never mind. I can't remember.
How do you deal with hecklers? Because I know a guy that saw you a few years ago, and you said to him, hey, man, looks like you're dead. And he shot back, looks like you're dead.
Oh, yeah, so we had him shot. So he's dead. So that's the best way to deal with them. Usually I have a bodyguard shoot them.
You were on the Drew Carey show a few years ago with Gary Coleman, right?
It wasn't a few months ago.
A few months ago?
A few months ago with Mr. Gary Coleman, my good friend and pal. Yes, we did an episode of Drew Carey. It was fabulous. It was wonderful. Very kind of weird. You know, at the end here, Drew is doing some weird shows. So we did that. And we played Drew in blackface. So Gary Coleman was Drew. I was Ryan Stiles. And somebody else was somebody else. So we did that.
Jimmy Walker, Gary Coleman doesn't like to say what you're doing about Willis anymore, does he?
He says it sometimes.
No, he said he will not say that anymore.
He will not say it no more. That's it. Just like I'm through with the other thing. We're both through. Me and Gary Coleman are both through with our catchphrases forever. But you can always get it on this album here. And also, my website, which I might as well hype now since the Wild Man is here, DynamiteJJ.com. You can dial me up anytime there. If you're on Much TV, you can always get me on the thing. Much More TV, sorry.
JJ, were you ever on the Love Boat? Because I saw that you were on the Love Boat. Ha-ha, caught 5 times on the Love Boat.
12 times? 12 times Love Boat. Actually went on the cruise, too. Sometimes we don't do the cruise, but we did the cruise twice. We went on the cruise, and it was fabulous. I love the Love Boat. Fred Grandy, good friend of mine. Ted Lanz, good friend of mine. And Bernie Coppell, good friend of mine. 3 good friends from the Love Boat.
What was the scenario?
I did one with Thelma Hopkins and Damon Wilson. Hello, and that was good. And I did one with Ben Vereen, so that was good. So we did a couple. We did a few. And then we did one with Suzanne Somers.
Whoa!
Suzanne Somers, her first thing she had really done by being a star, because she had been doing a lot of Carson shows, and she did a star. And me and Brenda Sykes, who you don't know who that is, but me and Brenda Sykes and Suzanne Somers.
Did you say Kid Dynamite on her? What was your role?
No, my role was Brenda Sykes' boyfriend. And Suzanne Somers was Brenda Sykes' best friend, and we were breaking up, and she was trying to get us back together.
I wanted to ask you there, J.J., Jimmy Walker, about a few other groups and stuff. This gentleman right
here. Oh! What is this?
Blowfly.
I do know Blowfly, actually, and he's a guy that is a pretty low comic. He's lower than Red Fox, actually, and I do know this guy. He's been around for a long time, and he does kind of a X-rated kind of humor. Not for me, thank you.
But he's still around, though.
He's still around, definitely. This guy knows everybody. I put my album out, which is much more better. And then Rudy Ray Moore. But yeah, definitely.
Come on, give Blowfly some props. Blowfly Disco? Come on, did it, so you're satisfied.
That's enough of Blowfly.
Well, Jimmy Walker, what about this gentleman right here? Do you remember the racetrack, Richard Stanfield?
Oh, my goodness gracious. How does this guy, is this Willie Tyler? Oh, who is it?
Richard Stanfield. This is Ventriloquist.
Oh, yes, I do know this
record
guy.
Called The Racetrack, showing records here to Jimmy Walker.
Yes, my heck, darn it. Dotto Records, or Doodot Records, or whatever. Yeah, I do know this guy a little bit, but not that well. He's riding a young lady here. This is a little crazy. I don't know if the kids are ready for this kind of stuff, but yeah.
I wanted to show you this, JJ, because there's a whole tradition of black comedians, etc., and this guy, the Baroness Bobo, like...
Oh, goodness gracious. No, I don't know this guy, and I don't think I want to know this guy.
But you remember Laugh Records, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do remember Laugh Records. I almost had a deal with them, matter of fact. Almost had a deal with Laugh Records, but then they were a little too dirty for me.
But this is your whole thing, isn't it? A lot of blacks are underground, aren't they? These people are not household names. They should be.
They are not household names. Even roaches don't know who these guys are. My goodness, these guys are really underground. I have no idea who this guy is.
Baroness Bobo. So what do you think about stuff like that being regulated, you know, to the back burner? Well, these guys stick around.
Billy Crystal, ladies and gentlemen, you look marvelous. I love Billy. Billy's a good guy. I worked with Billy when he was with the Crystal Twins, or the Crystal Brothers. Billy's a good guy, and I like him.
How about this gentleman over here there, JJ? Jimmy Walker. I got to ask you about the old school standards there. Jimmy Walker, JJ.
You look marvelous, baby. Yeah, Sammy, my man. I did the Sammy Davis Jr. show. He's one of the best guys in the world. Loved him, great entertainer. He could do everything, impressions, singing, dancing. Sammy Davis, boy, oh boy, you don't mess with my man. He's got every album in the world.
Please tell me a bit about him, though. Sammy, a little Sammy story. Come on, JJ.
Sammy had a thing about women. He loved women, and he was always, he loved what we would call, sometimes people would say, having more than one, you know what I'm saying? So he was notorious for that.
And you also worked with there, JJ. This is your life there, JJ, Jimmy Walker. Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Shut up!
Little Richard I worked with on the show called Busting Loose, and we did a...
Busting Loose. Let's go back a second here, JJ.
Busting Loose. Little Richard came on 3 or 4 times. He was a semi-regular, could not remember a line, and whenever he would screw up a line, he'd go... Shut up! That's all he said. Shut up! And that's it. Yeah. So he's very good. I love Little Richard. He's great. And he used to live at the Hyatt House, which we call the Ryan House in Los Angeles, on Sunset Boulevard. So I love Little Richard. He's all right.
J.J. Jimmy Walker, autographs and stuff. Do you get a lot of requests for autographs?
Yes, I do. Constantly. Especially after my shows, I get a lot of requests. always sign everyone. Do not miss a trick. I sign everything, as I will sign the album when you leave, and you'll be leaving soon.
Ba-boom!
I sign everything, so when people come to see me in the club or if I see them in the street, most of the time I do sign.
I love it. Jimmy Walker, Jay Walker. You ever been caught jaywalking, you know, Jimmy
yes,
Walker?
Almost right here, actually. We were leaving, and the only black cop in Barnaby pulled me over, so that was good. He let me slide.
Pam Grier. Do you remember Pam Grier?
I actually know Pam Grier because I know her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was in a group called Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
A Canadian connection.
That's right. So I don't make this stuff up. So, yes, I do know Pam Grier.
You know, Pam Grier told me about a story of going to Wilt Chamberlain's house or being invited to Wilt's house for a party.
Yikes.
Now, JJ.
Oh.
JJ, did you go to Wilt's house for any party?
Oh, we went over a couple of times just to play volleyball. That's all. We didn't always use a net, but that's another story.
Ba-boom! Come on, tell me about the orgies. You love sex.
No, don't you? No, I have nothing to do with it. I'm an innocent camper. Little Richard, shut up!
Come on there, JJ. Come on, a bit of story, a bit of story.
I have nothing to say about Wilt Chamberlain's house.
Okay, how about wild orgies, parties, sex, set? Good time, Thelma!
No, I have nothing to say. I take the Fifth Amendment, or I take the Parliamentary Amendment of Silencio.
Jimmy Walker, are we on the basketball court or are we in the hockey rink right now?
Sometimes we could be on a basketball court, and right now I think we're skating on thin ice.
Right now, believe it or not, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Good Times is on every night at 2 a.m.
Ow! Man, I haven't got my foreign residuals yet. Where is that dough? I can go to Subway or something, get something.
Yeah, how are you doing with that? Do you get any pay from that? You didn't get ripped off.
No. You have to get paid. It's the law. You have to get paid. So everybody gets paid.
Because some shows got ripped off,
yeah,
didn't they?
Gilligan's Island, Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. They don't get anything. But we do.
And I noticed you have a PG rating on the show. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, that's just for some strong content of moral interpretude.
What do you think about shows these days, like Moesha? You know that show Moesha?
Moesha with the lovely Brandy.
Thank you.
Moesha, not Moesha. I'm very happy for anybody that gets on the air. I root for everyone.
Because Good Times was the last bastion of excellence, wasn't it?
I do not attack any other shows. I let them do their thing. We are very fortunate we did what we did.
How do you do for money? How do you do for money there, JJ? You're doing tonight. You're doing some stand-up.
I'm doing stand-up at Laugh Lines. That shows you how low the cash has got, ladies and gentlemen. So bring it in, please. We're at Laugh Lines. Big dough being made there by our good friend Mark Dennison, ladies and gentlemen.
You also do blackjack, Jimmy Walker, JJ.
Yes, I do. Blackjack tournaments where I'm celebrity. I wave. I talk to the people. I shake their hands. We sign autographs. We play blackjack for charities. It's great. And we do craps also. And we play baccarat, which is a Chinese game.
Was Lenny Kravitz's mom on the Jeffersons, Jimmy Walker?
Roxy Roker and Lenny Kravitz used to always be, at that time his last name was Romeo. So he was a Romeo guy at that time. He's trying to get a deal in Los Angeles. That was his real name at that time.
Who else hung out on a set of Good Times? Did anybody drop by to hang out? Did Sammy?
Sammy was there because he did All in the Family, which is on our thing. Billy Dee Williams was there. We had other people. Gabriel Kaplan was a friend of mine. Most of the people from Welcome Back Carter would come by. We had a lot of people come by. Robert Guillaume, who was on our show, he came by. We had a lot of people. So, yes.
Jimmy Walker, JJ, do you think there'll ever be a black president?
Not in our lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. There may be a black vice president, so that way the president won't get shot. But other than that, that's it.
Are guns bad?
Guns in our Constitution are very good. That's right. We need guns. Everybody needs a gun to protect yourself from the other guy who's got a gun.
How about in Canada?
Canada, they don't use guns in Canada. They just kind of get a beaver tail and whack you over the head or something over here, or maybe in a big icicle pop.
Do you pack your heat at the border when you come across?
Well, when I was in Detroit, which is actually true, I got pulled over and arrested in Detroit for not having a gun.
No!
Yes, you must have a gun when you go to Detroit. You must be packing at all times.
Are you a Democrat or anti-fascist, JJ?
I'm more of a fascist. I'm more of a fascist by nature, and people call me Jimmy the Fascist or Jimmy the Nazi, some people call me. That's actually true.
Anything else you'd like to add to the people out there at all there? Jimmy Walker, JJ in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. How you doing?
I want to say that this guy has done a marvelous job keeping up. He may look wacky and zany, but the man knows what he's talking about. He's got some info. He's packing. A very different interview from somebody who's done over 20,000 interviews. Probably the most different interview we've ever done.
Well, thank you very much there, JJ. I appreciate the props. I was curious there, JJ. Finally, Jimmy Walker. Do you still love watermelons?
Oh, my goodness. I feel guilty about eating watermelons because I'm afraid people are going to take a picture of me, put me on the front cover of the Vancouver Sun and say, summer's here. You never know. You know, you don't want that to happen.
Babu!
Yes! So I'm done like a Thanksgiving goose, man. I'm out of here.
Well, thanks so much, Jimmy. Doot, doot, loot, doot.
Doot, doot. Thank you.
Yeah. Good time. Anytime you need a payment, good time. Anytime you feel free, good time. Anytime you're up from under, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good time.
Surviving.
Good time. Hanging in a jar. Good time. Ain't we lucky we got 'em?